Hiya, folks. Well, it's Dennis Guzik, the old jarhead with the Be the Ultimate podcast, where I give you some just straight out great career advice. So what are we going to talk about today? Well, today you're lucky, okay? One of the biggest questions I would get asked when I was a leader inside of the corporate world was, should I go to grad school? And that's a big decision, time and money-wise. So I thought I'd give you some of my thoughts on this thing, and you could take it from there. So let's not kick this around anymore. Let's get going. Okay. First, the thing I think you have to think about first is, do I need it, and will it help my career? So two parts of that. Do I need it? Obviously, if you want to be a lawyer, you got to go to law school. If you want to be a doctor, you got to go to med school. And then there's a second part of that, that will it help? Okay, so if the answer to those first two questions is yes, then either got to go to grad school or you need to change your career path. Simple as that. If the answer to do I need it and will it help, and the answer to that is no, then going to grad school is kind of like pursuing a hobby. It's an expensive one. Better think twice about doing it. But then there's that middle ground, right? I don't necessarily need it. It may help my career. Not necessarily sure. So let's go on to the next factor, the next question you need to ask yourself, right? And I think that is, do you like this field to study, right? It'll be a whole lot easier to put in the time needed and the cost if you like what you're doing, if you like that field to study. If you don't, then you got to ask yourself, why are you on this career path? And maybe consider a different one. Okay. Third factor to think about here is how much time and money and disruption is going to grad school going to cost? At this point in your personal professional career, can you withstand the time and cost of going to grad school? And I'll tell you this, generally, it doesn't get easier the older you get. The older you get, the more senior you get in your job, the more family obligations you have, the more difficult it is to take on a graduate school program. So if you decide to go, there's a couple other things that you need to think about. And one of those is, should I go full-time or part-time? And this is a really common question I would get. Okay, part-time can take longer, but you are still earning a salary while you're in school. So that helps. And then if your employer will cover some of that cost, that's a huge help, okay? You may get an obligation to stay with the company after you graduate or even before you if you stop. But if you like your employer and you think you're staying there and they're willing to pay to improve you, then that's a big help, and you should really consider going part-time. Now, full-time, though, has its benefits, right? More immersive. You get more time with the professors and the fellow students. So that's the good side. The bad side is you're paying for it and you don't necessarily have an income. One other factor that's really common nowadays is going to grad school right after you get your bachelor's degree. Some schools will say, okay, you finish your bachelor's degree and I don't know, make it up, mechanical engineering. And if you stay one more year and get your master's, that's all it's going to take you is 1 year. A couple of years down the road, you want to enroll in somewhere, it'll probably take you 2 years. So think about that, right? The benefit of waiting, though, is that you go into the program with a little more experience, a little more ability to understand things and even ask relevant questions. So, good stuff, right? That's all I do. In the end, it's your call, but I would recommend you weigh the three factors, like it, need it, and can you accept the time and cost? And if the answer is yes, then think about the full-time, part-time considerations I laid out. And then you go to the next step, and that is deciding where to go. But that's for a future podcast. Thanks for listening, and Semper Fi. I hope you enjoyed it. And look at my book, Find a Job That Fits Your Life. And I'll talk to you next week. Bye.